Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fits some of these narratives that we've been hearing about for 2 years about Colin Kaepernick. He wants too much money. He's not content to be a backup, because there is going to be a built-in segment of the football-following population that is looking for anything they can into which they can sink their teeth and say Colin Kaepernick is a bad guy. And the idea that Kaepernick wanted $20 million or more from the AAF, even if it's true, it makes him look bad. And it feeds into the notion that many people have that Colin Kaepernick is a guy who shouldn't be celebrated but should be reviled.
What's on Tap brought to you by Fat Heads Brewery, coming to you from the Pittsburgh International Auto Show inside the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It's the PM team. The auto show runs through President's Day. Would you call that an underrated holiday?
Who's the best? Like, who's the best pre-20th century president? Bottom line. You go Lincoln here?
Yeah.
If I take Lincoln out of the equation, where are we going?
Going with Washington.
Yeah. Could not tell a lie. Seems a little too folksy for me.
I disagree.
You know what? I think the sequel. I'll go John Adams.
No. Alien and Sedition Act? No,
oh, that's
way.
True.
That chance.
You know what? That's
that was
true.
A brutal precedent.
No, you're right. I didn't really think of that. Millard Fillmore, perhaps?
No. Come on.
Oh, you know what? I'll go Ulysses S. Grant.
Terrible president.
Ulysses S. Grant. Fine president.
Teddy Roosevelt.
I said pre-20th century. Teddy was 1900s, my friend. No. I don't know. It's a holiday. It's a holiday that we have to work. So,
well, we could have asked off.
I know, but we didn't. I think that's what the founding fathers would have wanted. The first few presidents would have wanted us to show up and talk sports that day.
Yeah, we did a president's draft at my old radio station.
Why don't we do this on Monday?
I don't know. We probably should, actually.
Craig Riley will be back in the saddle.
Yeah, we should.
I think we draft the presidents. I'm going to hit the books this weekend. I used to be able to name them all chronologically when I was in fifth grade, from Washington to, I guess it would have been Clinton at that point. I used to be able to do that in order.
FDR was the first pick.
Really?
Yeah.
A new deal.
Right.
Teddy had to be... The Roosevelt family's dynastic.
I almost feel like if we do this, we have to leave Trump out and just let everybody know right off the bat that
active
Trump
president,
isn't eligible
you can't,
to be picked.
Yeah, he's active.
Just because I don't want to, like...
He's active.
He doesn't get picked and everyone freaks out, or he gets picked too high and...
People are accusing us of reaching, I think we're drafting presidents on this coming Monday.
You heard Florio on Kaepernick. I want to get to that discussion in a second, but first, in the last minute, Ian Rappaport has tweeted out that Antonio Brown has made a change of heart. He will meet with Art Rooney II. As NFL Network reports, they're saying it shows respect to the man in charge. After Brown blew off several attempts at phone calls and other overtures that have been made, I guess he's finally come to his senses, and he's going to meet with Art Rooney. And I think he's going to do this because if he doesn't, it will negatively affect trade negotiations. And I don't mean it's going to negatively affect trade negotiations because the Steelers will hold a grudge and they'll be even more inclined to trade him to a team that is low on Brown's list of preferred destinations. What I mean is, if AB doesn't respect Rooney, and this goes back to Kaepernick in a way, not smart to mess with NFL royalty. And when you do, it's one thing to have a problem with the quarterback, okay? When you start to make it personal with the owner, those are things where there's only 32 of these guys. And if he shows a total lack of respect for Art Rooney, I can actually see other owners saying, I don't want this player on my team. If he's going to give Art Rooney the middle finger, I'm not comfortable giving Antonio Brown $16 million a year, giving up something for him, rolling out the red carpet for the guy. If this is how he's going to treat Art Rooney, who I respect, he's not welcome on my team. I think this is a smart move on Brown's part. It doesn't make me feel, Chris, like there's reconciliation. I don't think that this means that the relationship is going to get repaired and Brown's going to be back. But I think this is essential if he's going to get traded. He's got to kiss the ring a little bit.
It's a necessary move that I wish he didn't have to make, because most of those 32 guys don't deserve the respect of most of the people that work for them, whether they pay them a lot of money or not.
What do you mean by that?
I just think a lot of them are unscrupulous people.
Who? The NFL?
Yeah.
Like who? Give me some.
Daniel Snyder.
Okay.
Well, now Jerry Richardson's not an owner anymore, but he would have been one of them. Jerry Jones is an unscrupulous person. Most people that amass that level of wealth have a lack of scruples to some degree and are willing to exploit. Art Rooney, I don't know. Art Rooney, I just don't think has done much to earn respect, because he's been absent a lot and feels like distant and aloof. And I'm sure Antonio Brown would have probably had an easier time with Art's father if Dan Rooney had maybe known that there was major friction between quarterback and star wide receiver. He might have been the type of guy to step into the middle of that, call them into the office in a way that nobody got a hold of publicly, and basically have a come to Jesus with both of them.
But I don't think
his son is not that kind of guy.
Yeah,
so it probably galls Antonio Brown to give such a milquetoast guy some sort of gesture of respect.
Yeah, but why is Art Rooney the second the bad guy in this situation?
I'm not saying he's the bad guy. I'm just saying if I were Antonio Brown, I would feel enough ill will towards the franchise in general, maybe the quarterback specifically, that I wouldn't want to have to do this, but that I would know it was a necessary evil,
which it is.
But he
can't take his disdain or his dislike for
Ben he's doing the professionally prudent thing here, and personally it probably drives him nuts.
But I don't think AB should have any disrespect or distaste for Art Rooney. What has Art Rooney done to Antonio Brown? He did something that went against Steelers code. He took money from future years and paid Antonio Brown in advance, which I don't think, to the best of my knowledge, he had never done something like that before. He completely downplayed Antonio Brown's antics. He fed into them and gave him the richest wide receiver contract of all time.
Do you think Antonio Brown was getting any kind of intervention that he liked to the degree that he wanted it from Mike Tomlin in whatever was bothering him? Obviously not, right? Who's above Mike Tomlin in the franchise?
Colbert.
Okay. Above Kevin Colbert? Above everybody? Rooney. Maybe Rooney sees this and just try. I think a little human gesture of, hey, come step into the office during the season here. Like, something's been simmering. I know you've got stuff going on off the field. You don't seem like the happy guy we're used to seeing in here. What's going on? You don't think a human gesture like that could help?
Yes, there are things that Art Rooney II is absolutely guilty of. Fostering a poor relationship with his star wide receiver, in my opinion, is not even close to one of them. Because one of the reasons why I blame Art Rooney for the Steelers' current mess is because I think he spoiled Antonio Brown. When the parent spoils the kid, what right does the kid have to say, you were a crappy dad? He gave him everything he wanted.
Chris, the kid can say, you should have been tougher on me and maybe I would have turned out differently.
Chris, he even gave him a game check in week 17. He even paid the man for his last game. So, yes, like, There are things about the owner and the coach and the quarterback that they have to take responsibility for. One of them for Art Rooney isn't, man, like, I should have been nicer to Antonio Brown. Maybe he would actually pick up the phone and call me back. No, like, Rooney went too far.
I'm not saying Antonio Brown's the good guy here. He's not, and he hasn't been from the start of this. I don't know. It's the tone of the way this has been reported that bugs me. He's showing respect to a man who deserves. Like, all these guys sound like such bootlickers. All of these reporters, like, groveling, like, hoping Art Rooney, if he sees them in the hallways, will be like, thanks for writing what you did about him showing me respect.
Okay.
He's doing what he has to do here. If you want Antonio Brown gone, this is still very possibly a very good development for the Steelers and for your wishes.
Your hang-up here seems to be, just to make sure I'm hearing you right,
the kiss the rings mentality.
You don't think Antonio Brown should respect Art Rooney?
I just hate the tone of how it was presented.
in a one sentence tweet.
Yes,
you're taking.
I despise
issue, it. You're taking issue with the showing respect portion.
It's clear finally that this irascible child is showing respect.
Like, of course, he's a bad guy, it seems like. I'm not saying that he is a good guy, but it's just a weird tone for Rappaport to take. But if you want Antonio Brown out of Pittsburgh, I think this is probably still a good development, even though you drafted the Steelers in the where will he end up in 2019. I think this is still more conducive to him being gone.
So do I.
So,
but I guess where I'm differing from you is I think Antonio Brown owes Art Rooney respect. I think he owes it to that man.
What if he gets in this meeting with him? What if Art Rooney meets with him and he just cusses him out the whole time?
Who?
Brown cusses him out. What if it's not a civil meeting? Because I think everyone reports on
well,
it
that
and
would
says,
be unbelievably disrespectful, too.
Yeah, at least he met with him.
Because Art doesn't, in this instance, Art does not deserve that. He should have, if I pay you $16 million, you should at least answer my phone call.
Do you think that?
If I want to meet with you, because it's important to discuss your future in football, he should be receptive to that.
Do you think Drew Rosenhaus is the one that told Art that they would meet, or do you think AB did it himself and said, I'll meet with you?
I don't know. That's a good question. Does it matter?
Well, it seems like it would be much more respectful if AB did it himself, as opposed to having Rosenhaus contact Mike Tomlin to inform Tomlin that AB would in fact be willing to play after skipping out on a whole week. What is the percentage chance that this ends in some sort of kiss and make up reconciliation?
Oh, I don't think it does.
Under 5%?
I put it well below 50. I don't think that this meeting is about patching things up.
The meeting is about making sure you figure out a place and in a way that you get this trade done and everyone moves on.
Yep.
This is a formal mediation session for a divorcing couple.
Yes, you know what? Thank you. You know what this is? You're not breaking up on a text.
You're meeting up in person to break up like grown-ups.
Yes, you're not
like
ghosting
adults.
The person.
You well, then if you're a Steelers fan, this should make you happy that Antonio Brown, come hell or high water, has decided to, quote, show respect in this situation because it's probably going to facilitate an easier, smoother exit with, I would imagine, more interested suitors. So I guess I go back to your fundamental thesis as much as I get, like, squirmy in the way that this is presented by the national media who cover this stuff, in the way that they talk about it. In this paternalistic tone, it's something that Steelers fans should be happy about, bottom line.
More on this throughout the show. Greg Jennings went on Colin Cowherd's show and made national news with comments he made. He actually has already met with Brown. AB had lunch with Jennings, so he dined with a former opponent before he sat down with his owner, which is interesting. We also have the latest from the Post-Gazette on Le'Veon Bell. John Clayton is going to join us at 4. Bob Airy is going to join us in 45 minutes on the Penguins, who have a big weekend at PPG Paints Arena. 412-928-9370. And as I stated to start this segment, we've got this Antonio Brown update. We also have huge Colin Kaepernick news. And I thought the huge news was Kaepernick and the Alliance when the day started. Now it's much bigger than that. And you're going to be interested whether you love or hate Colin Kaepernick, what just happened to him. I'm Andrew Filippone. He's Chris Mueller. You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder reminds you to text responsibly. Coming to you from the Convention Center for the Pittsburgh International Auto Show, it's the PM team on 93.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.